Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Lisa Ann joins us in about 15 minutes. Get your fantasy football stardoms and situms ready to text in. You can text them in now if you want to. 713-572-4610. We'll ask her advice on your behalf for your fantasy team. Been a strange fantasy year so far. All right, five reasons I hate you. Let's do it. Chicago edition. We do this every week on the Friday before the game to get the appropriate amount of vitriol stoked up. Now, admittedly, with the Bears, it's hard to find a lot on this current roster to really get worked up about because they're in a similar situation as the Houston Texans. They're rebuilding. It's a lot of short-timers. Yeah. There's not a lot of players that generate a lot of buzz on this Bears roster. And I feel like we've treated old Justin Fields like the pinata maybe he deserves to be treated as over the last couple days, so I didn't want to be lazy and include him in here. So here's five reasons, broad reasons, to hate Chicago, the Bears, and the city in general. Number one, countdown. Number five, this is just quite plain and simple, and I say this as somebody who lived in Chicago for 3 years. Yeah. Chicago as a city is overrated. It's an overrated city. People tell, Chicago's a great city. What's so great about it? It has a lot of restaurants. You can really eat in Chicago. You can eat in every city, okay? It's cold 9 months out of the year. The thing they hang their hat on is some silly bean, like a big aluminum bean, in the park out there.
Yeah.
It's an overrated city. I don't need to hear how great a city it is.
What is that? A park bean or museum bean?
I don't know. It's a bean.
What people say is like, hey, the same artist did a bean in front of the Houston Museum of Fine Arts. Yeah. That's not our signature thing.
Right.
We don't act like this bean is like the end all bean all that you got to be there for and go take a picture in front. I remember Mike brought this up to me once when the Texans were playing Chicago back in 2012 or whenever. He said, well, if you go to Chicago, well, you're going to go see the bean? I'm like, what bean? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
And I've been annoyed with it ever since.
Yes.
That there was some bean that people supposedly cared about.
So the fact that so many people, like, Chicago's great, it's not great.
But it's also the fact that it's, the windy city. There's nothing to be proud about that you've chosen to live in a place that's ridiculously windy.
No.
It makes life miserable. You can't escape from the wind. You step outside and it ruins your whole day. Blows legal briefs out of your hands. I've seen in movies this happen in Chicago. Yes. very, very rough stuff.
It sucks. Yeah, it's horrible. All right, number four, the McCaskies, their ownership. Here was John Yurkovich yesterday on our show about the Bears ownership group, the McCaskies.
The McCaskies own the Bears. In essence, they get to own the Bears because they're members of the Lucky Sperm Club. So they happen to be the descendants of the Papa Bear, George Halas. So they get to play with an NFL team. Not because they know anything about football. Not because they have a passion for football. But because the Chicago Bears to the McCaskey family is the big pig, and then everybody gets to suckle off the big pig.
So that's Yurko yesterday on the show. Yurko's the best. Here's just a quick McCaskey anecdote, Seth, because some people are going to be saying, okay, well, that what makes them different than any other ownership group? That's a lot of ownership groups.
The McNairs or the Rooneys or anybody else,
Yeah, a lot of these teams get handed down to the next generation. There's a story about George McCaskey, who I guess is sort of the lead McCaskey, one of them, at least the front-facing McCaskey in all this, where I guess he was chiding Bears fans. Like, openly chiding Bears fans. They booed Matt Nagy's son at a high school game, which may be a little out of bounds, but he chided them. He chided them and then proceeded to fire Matt Nagy like a month later.
So they, well, I do feel like they're two. One is firing the actual man himself, but the other is, I'd say booing his son just because he's Nagy. Now, did his son do something worth booing? Or was it like he came out at intros and they booed
I don't know. Okay, yeah. So am I misdirected here? Should I get mad at Bears fans for booing the coach's kid? Or should I get mad at the Bears owner for finger-wagging and chiding fans?
Well, you just shouldn't have added that as like one of like him, like the one moment in his life that he's actually done the right thing. You shouldn't have brought that up as reasons to hate him. The McCaskey family, Sean, look, because I know what people will say is like, okay, well, is it the, after Yurko's thing, is it the family-owned issue that's a part of the problem? No, like the Rooney family's done quite well.
Yeah.
The Hunt family with the Chiefs has gotten better with time. What you hope is that it's going to be one of those types of families that kind of has a almost like an ethos like built into their family crest that they operate the team a certain way over time. The McCaskey family, I was told that there are times where football coaches are trying to have meetings with the ownership and it turns into like a soap opera of siblings arguing with siblings or a whole lot of crap that you don't want to be there. And you're stuck there. Basically, you're stuck over at somebody's house while the family has a huge argument at dinner. You know, when you're a kid and you get invited to one of your buddy's house and you realize like, oh, this is dysfunctional.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the McCaskey's
are like. That's a better one than mine. Although I just don't like owners telling me what to do. Even if I'm doing the wrong thing, don't you tell me what to do, McCaskey. All right, number three. In Super Bowl 20, Mike Ditka gave the ball in a goal line situation to William the Refrigerator Perry instead of Walter Payton.
Perry, that one registered 3.8. Another Super Bowl record, the first refrigerator to score. And the largest running back ever to score a touchdown. And Walter Payton, I guess they figure they got a whole quarter to go.
Yeah, they had a whole quarter to go and Walter Payton still didn't get in the end zone. That still chaps my hide a little bit that they gave it to big fat William Refrigerator Perry instead of Walter Payton at the goal line. What are you doing, Ditka? Come on.
Yeah.
So that's easy one.
Ditka and the city of Chicago for allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
Basically, ultimately leading to Walter Payton's untimely death. The city of Chicago should be ashamed of themselves.
Right.
For that. Not only that, but also driving Michael Jordan's marriage into oblivion.
Thank you. Yep.
All the various things that have happened. Like Jim McMahon hasn't had a great go of it, basically because of
that touchdown.
Yes.
By William the Refrigerator Perry.
Like almost everything that if there's one thing I know about the city of Chicago, it basically ultimately ruins the lives of its favorite athletes.
And it all can be traced back to William the Refrigerator Perry's touchdown in Super Bowl 20 in 1986.
Can I tell you another thing, too? Because people are saying, like, hey, Seth, the Windy, it's not called the Windy City because it's windy. Yeah, that's another annoying thing about Chicago. Like, don't be called the Windy City based on what people said about politicians back in the 1890s.
Yeah.
It's all
nonsense.
Stupid
nickname. It's dumb. It's stupid. Yeah. Like the rest of Chicago. All right.
That Walt Whitman poem about Chicago, dumbest poem ever.
Number two, Chicago's gangster game is lame compared to like New York and big gangsters. It's even lame compared to New Orleans, which is, you trace it back, that's where a lot of the mob got started. They got Al Capone. And if we remember the unveiling of Al Capone's vault on ABC, you remember this, Seth, back in the day?
Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera was going to open Al Capone's vault.
I'm Geraldo Rivera, and you're about to witness a live television event. A massive concrete vault has been discovered. Some think it belonged to none other than the notorious Al Capone. Well, tonight, for the first time, that vault is going to be opened live.
Yeah, they opened it live on TV. What'd you find, Geraldo?
But when all was said and done, all I'd found was an old stop sign and a couple of empty gin bottles.
It seems, at least up to now, that we've struck out with the vault. I'm disappointed about that, as I'm sure you are.
Then I swallowed my pride and kept my word.
I promised all the critics that if we didn't find anything, I'd sing a song. So, Chicago, Chicago, that Poplin town. All right, I'm going.
Okay.
I'll see ya.
And Geraldo sucks,
too. Oh, you
didn't even
follow through on
that. Yeah, Geraldo, you suck. You welched on a bet. Yeah, Al Capone and your vault, lame.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Plus, not to mention, yeah, you went to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty gangster. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a boy, hell of a way to go down in flames there. Like Bonnie and Clyde at least got shot the hell up.
That's it.
You just you went to jail for, and then he probably, what did he do? Did he like did he choke on his spaghetti or something? Is that how he died?
I didn't even look. I got
worst
so disgusted.
Gangster ever.
Yep, I got so disgusted with why he ended up going to the hole that I didn't even bother seeing how he died. So lame gangsters, number two. Number one, we're going to go back to the Bears 85 Super Bowl team. Number one reason to hate the Chicago Bears. The Super Bowl shuffle back in 1985. Kids, this constituted rap back in the mid-80s. This was our rap game. Yeah. Doing it for you. And the video is positively 80s. It's amazing. Strutting for fun. Yeah.
That was, I'll confess, I thought that was pretty badass when I was 9 years old.
I may have too, but it has not aged well.
Is that
for purposes of this segment, it has not aged well.
There was a magical time, kids, back in the mid-80s when rap was this new sensation. And everybody thought you could just do it because, after all, it's just talking, right? And it led to some stuff like this.
It was basically nursery rhymes with a drum beat underneath.
Yeah,
it.
What? Oh, you mean it's just talking? I can do that.
Yeah, you want to see? Here's what lyrics in the '80s sounded like, kids.
So watch me, girl. There's no one here that does it like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
Oh, is this Mike Singletary coming up?
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop them cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl show.
Right, this went on.
Boy, you know, he's lucky he didn't get banned from Baylor for life.
I know.
I bet that was a big deal. I bet there was a think piece written in the Baylor Beacon about what do we make of our favorite son doing this devil's music.
The devil's music promoting violence.
Yeah, I can imagine what it was like back then.
Yeah. I'll rock you good. Nobody messes in my neighborhood. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is some that's some lyrics right there.
By the way, you know what Al Capone died of?
What?
Syphilis.
Okay.
Couldn't even beat syphilis. Penicillin had been invented.
Yeah.
Worst gangster ever. You don't die of syphilis. You make syphilis your bitch.
All right, there you go. There you go. Five reasons I hate you, Chicago style. All right, join Clint Sterner in the show at Churrasco's in Memorial City, Miller Lite Football Friday this afternoon, 2 to 6. Go hang out with the fellas. Great food, cold drinks, and a lot of football talk, getting you ready for Sunday.
It is true about the syphilis. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
He died of syphilis.
Yeah, it's no joking matter.
Well, a lot of people might not realize that you used to die of syphilis.
Back in the day. Yeah, back in the day. Poor Al Capone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.